themes we hear from all the media. This familiar quote, don't drink and drive. Well, sir, I got one based on cowboy experience. Don't drink and ride. It's always been unwritten agreement at cattle workings and gatherings. Show up on time, bring your best gear amount, and darn sure be ready to begin. That's also unwritten, but explicitly agreed, that the fella whose cattle you're working afterwards furnishes all the booze, beer, and the feed. Now there's one more agreement that all adhere to. Nobody's to start sucking booze and beer and such till we're all through. But every once in a while, someone sort of forgets that last agreement, sort of runs astray. Well, I'm here to tell you, I ain't all that legal-minded, and it must have been my turn that day. We'd all met, and it figured to be a dang big day, and spent it all at old Bud Beerley's. And what I'm fixing to tell you, I ain't all that proud of, and it darn sure weren't all that pretty. That last paragraph about not sucking booze and beer and such till we're all through. Just hold that thought. I wish I had of, because it was fixing to be a whopper of a lesson in humility I was to be taught. It was a chilly day, so in my coat pocket I slipped a pint of whiskey. You know, lack of common sense, mixed with cowboy competition, mixed with firewater, makes all things somewhat risky. That sing-dang-nippy gathering, so I'd have a little nip periodically. Took some longer to gather, and by the time we got done, weren't a drop left that I could see. Now this here firewater seems to offer up a bigger presence to my cowboy talents horse than me, so I just kind of commenced to bragging. See if there was any cowboy competition gonna take us on, you see. Well, my old pal Pickle, whom we called him, sort of summed me up with my liquor pride. Challenged me and my hoss to an old-fashioned horse race side by side. Seems I'm having little trouble finding stirrup, but don't think he seen that. All I need is logistics of where the starting and finish line is at. Well, they lines us up and drops the flag and must not been ready, you see. That danged old Pickle must have bought himself a racing horse, because he crossed the finish line in front of me. Well, I made all sorts of allegations, none of which was true. So old Pickle rubbed her in deep and salty, said, let's trade horses, and I'll have another race with you. In this staggered stupor, it seemed a way to get my pride and money back. So I told old Pickle, look out, his friend or foe, I ain't cutting you no slack. Thought to myself, I'll just ride his old racehorse and shut his mouth real good. Best hurry the starting line before he backs out, because they's fixing to begin. Well, they lines us up and drops the flag, and I can't believe this decision, because they say I done been beat again. Pickle, he really pours it on this time. He's throwing verbal punches like Muhammad Ali. He don't know it, but I'm not finished yet. I'll just work up a little double or nothing foot race between him and me. So I takes his insults and then I offers up his little challenge. Ain't no way he's gonna beat me. For my pride, I'm fixing to avenge. Well, we're back down here at the start line. I'm loosened up. I feel sublime. We lines up. They drops the flag. I took three steps. Fell in the dirt. Watched old Pickle's long legs speed across the finish line. Oh my, how he ranted and raved and bragged of his blazing 100-yard dash. Me, I'm still in the dirt, no recourse, for I'm plumb out of cash. So just remember this little slogan, don't drink and drive, of which I'm a believer. But don't forget mine, don't drink and ride, and it don't pay too good neither.